الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الأخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات معرفة الإسلام أو ما يسمى بالمفتاح إلى العلم. ونحن اليوم مع الامتحان الخامس في هذه الدورة، وهو في الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to the session of the key to knowledge. Now about Islam. And we are with the first quiz today of the first pillar of faith, which is believing in the last day. On a quick revision today, tomorrow inshallah going to be the quiz, but today let's go through the topic just quickly to refresh our memory, so inshallah tomorrow we can inshallah ta'ala answer the questions. We say that believing in the last day is one important topic, and Allah Ta'ala named those disbelieve in it, kuffar. And here Allah Ta'ala said that they are in the fire. We said that day, the last day, is the day of judgment, day of resurrection before judgment. People are going to be resurrected when they graves, when Angel Israfil blew the horn for the second time. And that day is the longest day ever known. And in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala called it by many different names. Malaik Yawm al-Din, Yawm al-Fasl, Yawm al-Qiyamah, يوم المعاد، يوم الحشر، يوم التغاب، يوم التناب. And it is called the last day because that there is no any other day after. After that, the life will go in one week. Either happiness and no sadness, that is in the Jannah, or sadness and no happiness, that is in the fire. And the sun will be rolled up and smashed and thrown into the fire. And the hands and ears will be chained to something that fits the life of that day that Allah Ta'ala creates. And on that day there is a scale for weighing everything, even the amount of an atom of good deeds and iman, belief. Not only that, but even the people themselves are going to be weighed. And on that day, people are going to go to the Jannah or either the fire, which are already created. Which are already created as a many different verses of the Quran and the Hadith that proves it. And in the Hadith Qudsi, where Allah Ta'ala said that, or the Prophet said that when Allah Ta'ala created the fire, the products on fire, they argued one another as the paradise said to the fire, "I'm better than you because I'm the land of mercy of Allah and He is going to make all the good people to come into me." The fire responded saying that, "I'm better than you because I'm the punishment of Allah and I'm going to punish, and Allah Ta'ala is going to punish with me all those who disbelieved in Him and disobeyed Him." Allah Ta'ala said then, "Then if each one of you are created creatures that are going to fill it." And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that he was shown the paradise and the fire, and he saw there in the paradise and most of the residents are those who are poor in this worldly life and patient and believers. They were poor believers and patient, while the majority of those residents of the fire were women because of the those women who disbelieved, disobeyed the messengers. It's not because that they are only women, but because the women are more than men, as you see in the vocation today and every day. The women are more than men, and as the Prophet ﷺ said that at the end of this world there will be one man who is responsible of 50 women in his family. Each man will be responsible of 50 women. 50. That means that the women are 50 times more than men. And of course, the majority of these people, majority of men and women, are kuffar. And since the majority of mankind are females, that's why the number of people seen in the fire are from amongst the females. Hereafter, when the firm speech, meaning the answer, and that means the answer to the angels in the grave. Angel Munkar and Angel Nakir, the two angels of the grave. And who are going to ask three questions to each mankind, and they have to respond and answer. Otherwise, who doesn't will be hit with a hammer that makes him dive into the ear, depth of the ear, and then brought up again. And as in the and as in the ayah of Surah Ghafir, ayah 46, about Fir'aun and his queen, وَحَاقَ بِآلِ فِرْعَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. آل فرعون حمل القرآن surrounded with what they used to do in this holy life, or to disbelieve and claim that Quran is the law من الله تعالى السيد النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا. The sun is offered to them twice, in the early morning and in the evening. ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. When the hour comes, then it will be said, enter the chamber of Fir'aun into the most severe punishment. So now you are doing aliyah, this means in the grave. In the grave. And on that day, there will be the path, which is built on the top of Jahannam. Over it, so that people cross from the very land of resurrection to the Jannah. And that path is as thin as a piece of rope and as sharp as a sword. And on it, there are hooks, and beneath it, which, as we said before, all of the heat found today that can be from the sun, the volcanoes, the water together, will only come from one time of the 60 or 70 times of the fire of the hereafter. The hellfire. The hellfire is more, is hotter than whatsoever he found today and gathered together from the sun, from the volcanoes, from the electricity, from chemical combination, from the wood, gas, oil, whatsoever, all these type of fire and heat that you find today is only one out of 60 or 70 times of the hellfire, which is the original source of fire ever known. And this path, as we said, is to lead from the plain line of resurrection, where people are resurrected all together from Adam and his son to last man, naked, bare feet, and no one is worried about the other. Everyone is worried about himself. And there, he's going to be standing for a long, long time. And only standing, no sitting. And the sun will come very close to them, only a mile away from them. And the sweat going to be as high as everyone's deed, different one from the other. As some of them will have sweat only up to the heels, ankles, shin, knees, thighs, waist, chest, shoulders, mouth, and they wish on that day that Allah Ta'ala begin the judgment, but they can't speak to Allah, so they go to the pious people who are only prophets, the prophets only. And they go to the major ones of them, beginning with their father Adam alayhi salam, who say, "No, I'm not for it." I'm somebody who committed sin, so I don't feel that I can't do it. And then they go to Nuh alayhi salam and he says the same thing. And then they go to Ibrahim, and then they go to Musa, and then Isa, and all apologize that they can't because it is not for them. And that is only because, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Allah Ta'ala said to him, "And as a Rabbuka maqam al-mahmuda," and your Lord will resurrect you to a place, position, and it is the intercession for the reckoning to start. Judgment to start, to begin. And then the prophets and messengers, and before them the angels, and after them Allah Ta'ala, will intercede for people who Allah Ta'ala permits, because intercession cannot exist except with three conditions. One, that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with the intercessor himself. Second, is that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with the one whose intercession is being sought for. And the third is permission of Allah for intercession to take place. And then on that day, only one of two times of intercession can exist. That is the permissive or legitimate intercession. Which is to be sought by the proper way, or through the proper way, which is one of four things. You ask Allah the intercession by His name, you intercede to Allah by His name and attributes, you intercede by your best deeds, you intercede by the supplication of someone who is pious and alive and present. While the first one is interceding through non-permissible ways, the life of interceding through the graves and pious people are buried in the graves, or by asking Allah Ta'ala by a grave, thinking that this grave has a special word in Allah Ta'ala, that if anybody asks Allah by it, near it, and the question would be implemented. That is also false intercession. So people will pass after that, and on that day there will be only one lake, only one single lake on that land, and that is the lake of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is only visited by the believers who never associated anything with divine worship and never innovated anything in the religion, but they used to worship Allah on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who passed the questions of the grave, the three questions of the grave, who's your Lord? What do you say about this man which is sent amongst you? And what is your religion? These questions which are going to be asked by the two angels of the grave, Angel Munkar and Angel Nakir. As the grave has each grave has two angels, each one called Munkar and Nakir. Like it, that every man has two angels accompanying him, one called Raqib and the other called Atif. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentioned two angels' names in Surah Al-Baqarah in regard to the magic in Ayah 102. Harut wa Marut. Prayer Then pray to the day of rapture there are going to be there are signs going to exist and be seen. Signs for it. Some of the ulama with the five major ones of them in one word as abbreviation of it. They call it Mad'iyat. Mad'iyat. Meem dan Ayn Yata. Mad'iyat. Meem for Mahdi. And Dal for Dajjal. And Ayn for Isa. And Ya for Ya'juj. ومأجون أن طافوا طلوع الشمس من مغربها وكريتم already as Allah Ta'ala told us their story in Surah Al-Kahf and how the Qarnayn built the dome between them and people and how they every day try to knock down the dome, but they failed because they always forget to say tomorrow. Insha'Allah we continue, but they always say tomorrow we continue. And when they come tomorrow, they see the hole that they made already sealed. And when Allah Ta'ala permits, they remember and say Insha'Allah, and then they come next day and continue on that hole they left. And they found it, find it, and then they come out of that place, and they come across the ear, drink the whole lake of Tabaiya in one time, and there will be a creation. Looks like animals, very hairy, carrying a stick. And it makes it burns people on their noses, the believers, and it speaks to the people that the real people used to say La ilaha illallah. Signs, as we said before, are three types. Two already existed, or many of them existed, and one still they are just three to be out. First two, one was called the minor or the sora, which began when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم as he said بعثت أنا والساعة كأتين I was sent me and the hour like this and he gathered between his two fingers the middle and index and the middle signs of the hour which he mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel as we saw many of them already you see the Hufa'ura the barefoot people almost naked people who are living in the desert the shivers now competing and rising up towers like it today as you see it etc. And then the cow are the major hour, major signs of the hour. Which as we said that begins with the Mahdi, then Dajjal, then Isa ibn Maryam, then the smoke, then the etc. etc. Now, and there will be one very important incident just three to the hour that Allah Ta'ala raises two things from the air. Two things from the air will be raised before the hour of justice. Quran and knowledge. There will be no Quran left on box, in box, nor in chest. It will be all taken to the heavens. Likewise, the ilm, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ انْتِزَاعًا انْتِزَاعًا مِنْ صُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah will not raise, will not raise the knowledge just from the chest of the people like that, meaning that they be in the morning knowing not about Allah. But Allah Ta'ala will cause all those people of knowledge to die. And when they die, people will go and look for someone to give them ilm and fatawa, and they will take only people claim that they are ulama. And look to it today. The ulama are getting little and little. They are dying one after another. And since the last four major imams, Ibn Baz, Albani, Uthaymeen, Muqbil, we haven't seen anyone else who can fit the place that they left behind, vacant. We can't see no one who can fit it. And we saw since then the fitan is widely, the gate of fitan is widely opened, it's fully opened. It is coming like a hurricane that carries every type of destruction with it. As you can see day after day. So we have to get ready for the day as well. By seeking knowledge, implementing it, spreading it, and in all that, we have to work on how to improve our iman, how to increase our iman by the way that Prophet ﷺ said, for example, optional fast, optional prayers, optional sadaqah, being grateful to your parents, to your kids, to your neighbors, to the Muslims, seeking knowledge, visiting ill people, visiting the graves, praying in the God to the men, praying in the masjid, and praying Fajr, especially in the masjid, waiting until sunrise, and then after 10 to 15 minutes after sunrise, you pray to rak'ah. And like this is the way to improve your iman, improve your understanding, improve your implementation of deen. If you want the ilm, you have to build up your iman. So the iman will maintain this ilm that you build up, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. And in the other ayah Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِي الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily those who fear Allah the most, from amongst the slaves of Allah,
are the knowledgeable ones. The first ayah means by your feeling, which comes through your deeds, especially the optional deeds, Allah Ta'ala provides you and teaches you ilm. And by this ilm, your iman and fear of Allah will be protected and built up more and more. Here I stop. Wallahu Ta'ala a'lam. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. This is the quick revision of the test tomorrow. Of course, you find it different from the way that we used to do. The reason is, I'm assuming now, at this time of the life of this course, that you guys are qualified enough now to know what to know these benefits without going to the old and traditional way of ours, which used to be reviewing the same questions with you, which you are going to have on the quiz. But today we review the topic, not the questions, which supposed to be at this time of the period or the length of this course. And from now on, we're going to go like that, inshallah ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad alayhi sallam. Now, if you have any questions, well, inshallah ta'ala, take them. On Palto, raise your hand as usual. On Widget, you need to type 1. On Power Talk, you see someone raising hand. Go ahead, please. I'm Khadija, go ahead. And also, Tawarir on, what is it? Go ahead. Om Khadija says, Salaamu Alaikum. Can you explain about the people being weighed on a day of judgment? Yes. Allah Ta'ala told us about that in the Quran. And also the Prophet ﷺ told us that in the Sunnah, Allah Ta'ala said, as in Surah Al-Kahf, ayah 105, فَلَا يُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا.
أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. الله تعالى in this ayah is telling us, as in the translation of the interpretation, those they are those who deny the ayat of the Lord and the meeting with him, meaning they deny the resurrection. So their works, so their deeds are in vain. And on that day and on the day of resurrection, we shall not give them any way. We shall not give them anyway. And as in the tafsir of this ayah, as in the tafsir of the Kathir, I say that فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا أي لا نثقل موازينهم لأنها خالية عن الخير. We don't put weights on their scales or on their weights because it's free of any good. And then he brought the hadith of Imam Bukhari وسيد حدثنا محمد بن عبد الله حدثنا سعيد بن أبي مريم حدثنا أخبرنا المغيرة حدثني أبو الزناد عن الأعرج عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال ليأتي الرجل العظيم السمين يوم القيامة لا يزن عند الله جناح بعوضة. وقال قرأوا إن شئتم فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا. After he wrote this snap, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a man who is large in size, heavy in weight, comes on the day of resurrection weighing not even a wing of a mosquito, weighing not even a wing of a mosquito. And then Yusuf alayhi wa sallam said, and read if you wish this ayah, ayah 105 or so, to come. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So this is the meaning of the Qullahu A'lam. القوارير. What's the question, قوارير؟ Okay, قوارير says, is one of the signs of the last day the increase of the size of the full moon? Yes, it is proved that the size of the full moon become larger, yeah, it is proof, as in the hadith. Second, are you humans? Allah knows this, but they are creation. They are creatures that Allah created, And he, Allah Ta'ala, did not tell us nothing about them more than what is in Surah Al-Kahf, and more than what Rasulullah told us, that once he, Allah Ta'ala, permits them to come out of the prison where they are, behind the dome, Allah will make them remember to say, tomorrow we continue, inshaAllah. So, whatever hole they dig on the dome will remain as is, so the next day they come and continue and come out of it. Wallahu a'lam. So, is it allowed for a woman to enter the masjid for weekly classes when in periods? There are two different opinions from scholars in regard to the woman who is in period to enter the mosque. The proper opinion that I myself found from amongst the different opinions of the scholars is that it is permissible. As the Prophet ﷺ said to Aisha when she had the menses during the Hajj, before she could even do the Tawaf al-Qudum or Tawaf al-Umrah, he told her, do everything that the Hajjaj can do, but not Tawaf nor Salah. But do not perform Tawaf, nor that you perform Salah. Al-Hajjaj, of course, enter the Masjid al-Haram to drink Zamzam, for example, to wait for their friends or companions or family. So it is permissible, wallahu a'lam. Now, on Friday, we had Hafsa asking, saying, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you explain how Ayah 20 of Surah Al-Baqarah relates to the Surah and is the proof for it? Barakallahu feekum. We mentioned that in last week. It is only example, it is not like a proof for the Surah. But it is an example Allah Ta'ala gave to the munafiqeen. Now, Allah Ta'ala said, مَثَلُهُمْ example of those, yani the munafiqeen. Now, مَثَلُهُمْ example of the munafiqeen. كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصائر حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين. To the end of the ayat. So there Allah Ta'ala said, يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Honestly, this is good reminder that Sister Hafsa just mentioned that it was a type of, yani, as we call it in Arabic, certainly sound, slip of a tongue, that I said it is a proof for the surah, but it is only yani, an example of the description of it. We know that the, as in the other ayah, وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا. قيل لهم ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. فالله تعالى said as in سورة الإسراء آية 97 something similar to this example of parable that Allah Ta'ala gave in Surah Al-Baqarah ayah 18 to ayah 20. There in Surah Al-Baqarah Allah Ta'ala said about the zakat. وَنَحْشُرُ الْيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا عُمْيًا وَبُكْمًا وَصُمًّا. And we resurrect them on the day of resurrection on their faces, blind, dumb and deaf. So they can't see, they can't call, they can't ask anything clear. So they'll be given it if, for example, and they're going to be given know that they can hear. If people want to direct, if people want to direct them to a certain way, but no one will direct them to any way other than what Allah Ta'ala prepared for them. Now, Allah from Moses we have noble cause and a question. You go ahead, please. And Mujahid in Bangkok can also send your question. The noble cause, if you have a question with you, send it, please. Okay, noble cause says, can a woman during her period hold the Quran? Yeah, we say the way we say about the masjid, something in the masjid. Yes, but again, if it is possible not to touch it directly, but by gloves or by a pen or pencil to turn the pages, would be better. So that's what ulama say so. But we can't say it is, she is in sin if she touches it. Because there is no any proof. And the ayah of Surah Al-Fa'arun or Surah Al-Waqi'ah, that is about the preserved book up in the heavens. Not about the Quran, which is in our hands. But of course, if the woman can wear gloves or turn pages with pen or pencil or anything like that, would be much better, inshallah. Wallahu a'lam. Mujahid says, me, Sheikh, may I, Mujahid, send you a private question from email. I need something, inshallah. Or send it to PM it to me now, inshallah, privately, PM, private message. And this is not long. Hereafter is better, go ahead please. Personal problem should be after. So the Jazakallah Hirshah. I mean, you mentioned earlier about woman being the majority in hell due to population and majority of them being kuffar. Is there a hadith with this reference? No. I said the hadith. I said that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that at the end of life, at the end of this life, there will be one man responsible of fifty women. there's a hadith, yeah, there's a hadith that says that the hour does not exist until there will be a man qayyim or not or responsible of 50 women. Now, إن من أشراط الساعة أن يقل العلم أن الرجال والزنا وشرب الخمر وتقل الرجال تكثر النساء حتى يكون بخمسين امرأة القيم الواحد. And this means that this woman may be sisters, aunts, daughters, granddaughters, or like that. Nah. No. It does not say about that this woman are ungrateful. No, I said. That the hadith says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith, I was offered Jannah to look into it, and I found that the majority of the residents of it are the poor people. Did not say men or women, but poor people. And I was offered the fire to look into it, and I found the majority of the residents of it are women. Now, in this hadith, it does not speak about they are unfaithful to their husbands, because this is general. And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Uritu akthar ahliha," here the ulama say, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم say ahli, ahli means the kuffar, the pure kuffar. In the hadith of Bilal, in the Eid prayer, when Yusuf Sallam gave the khutbah to the men, and then he went to the side where the women were, and he gave a talk there, and he said, O women, donate charity, offshore charity, the sadaqah, because I saw you, most of the people of fire. He said, I saw women. Then a woman who is described as Saf'al Khaddain, meaning there is reddish color on her on her side, face side, she said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? Why? Isa Sallam said, because you complain a lot and you deny whatever things your husband do for you. And we know that, of course, that these are only sins. These are not kubur. Now, and they are under the will of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala wills, He punishes for or He forgives. Now, so the majority of the people in the fire, meaning the kuffar. Wallahu a'lam. Asal al-Taraziyya says, Ya Shaykh, if one swears by Allah, saying, Wallahi, I will do this and this, and don't do what he promised by Allah, what is the explanation for that? What is the explanation for that? First of all, we need to know what he's willing for. If he says, Wallahi, say, actually, drinking khamr is haram. You don't need to do nothing but repent to Allah. Huh? So drinking khamr is haram. Drinking khamr is haram. Oh, he said to do something haram? He swore to do something haram? I'm asking. Okay. Anyway, this is called yameen. And the kafara of yameen, if he wishes to, not to do it, or he swore not to do it, and now he wants to do it, if it is permissible, then the expiation of it for it is feed 10 poor people, half kg rice for each poor person. Now, wallah, kafara to the yameen is half kg rice for each person for 10 people. But divided by 10. Or giving them dresses. Give clothes to 10 poor people. From the average food and average clothes that you use. And you have a choice, or free a slave, or you fast 3 days. So either the first one, you have 3 choices. One regarding the poor, you either feed ten of them, or give them clothes to 10 of them. That is the first. The second, you free a slave. The third choice, you fast 3 days. Now, more or less. By the way, in Abu Inshallah, going to see you tomorrow ready for the quiz. It's a simple Inshallah. والله تعالى أعلم من جد ten poor people, ten, each one half kg rice or corn or like that from the average food of your area. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.